Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing a festival in your country. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about cultural events and celebrations. One common topic is describing a festival celebrated in your country. This article will provide you with expert tips and sample answers to help you excel in this part of the exam. Understanding the task. When asked to describe a festival in your country, the examiner is looking for your ability to clearly explain the festival's background and significance, use appropriate vocabulary related to celebrations and traditions, structure your response logically, speak fluently and coherently. Let's explore how to approach this topic across all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you may be asked general questions about festivals. Here are some potential questions with sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy festivals? A. Absolutely. I find festivals incredibly enjoyable. They're a great opportunity to immerse myself in cultural traditions and spend quality time with family and friends. The festive atmosphere always lifts my spirits. What's your favorite festival? A. My favorite festival is Tet, which is the Vietnamese Lunar New Year. It's a time of joyous celebration and family reunions. I particularly love the traditional customs and the delicious festive foods associated with Tet. Part 2, Long Turn. For Part 2, you might receive a cue card like this. Describe a festival that is celebrated in your country. You should say what the festival is, when it is celebrated, what people do during this festival, and explain why this festival is important in your country. Here's a sample answer for Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about Tet, which is the Vietnamese Lunar New Year Festival. It's the most significant and widely celebrated holiday in Vietnam, typically falling in late January or early February, depending on the lunar calendar. Tet is a time of great cultural importance and family togetherness. In the lead-up to the festival, people engage in thorough house cleaning and decorating, symbolizing a fresh start for the new year. Vibrant flowers, particularly yellow chrysanthemums and peach blossoms, are displayed everywhere, adding to the festive atmosphere. During Tet, families gather for elaborate feasts featuring traditional dishes like banh chung, a square sticky rice cake, and mut tet, an assortment of candied fruits. People exchange red envelopes containing lucky money and visit relatives and friends to offer New Year wishes. The significance of Tet in Vietnamese culture cannot be overstated. It represents new beginnings, hope for prosperity, and the importance of family bonds. The festival serves as a cultural touchstone, connecting modern Vietnam with its rich heritage and traditions. For Vietnamese people, both at home and abroad, Tet is a powerful reminder of their cultural identity and values. Follow-up questions. Q. How has the celebration of Tet changed over the years? A. While the core traditions remain intact, there have been some noticeable changes. In recent years, there's been a shift towards shorter celebrations due to work commitments, especially in urban areas. Additionally, modern technology has influenced how people connect during Tet, with many now sending digital greetings alongside traditional visits. Q. Do you think festivals are becoming less important in modern society? A. I believe festivals continue to hold significant importance, albeit in evolving ways. While some traditional aspects may be less prominent, festivals still play a crucial role in preserving cultural identity and fostering community bonds. In our increasingly globalized world, they offer a vital connection to our roots and a sense of belonging. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to festivals and cultural celebrations. Here are some examples with sample answers. Q. How do festivals contribute to a country's cultural identity? A. Festivals play a pivotal role in shaping and maintaining a country's cultural identity. They serve as living repositories of traditions passed down through generations. By participating in these celebrations, people actively engage with their heritage, reinforcing their sense of belonging to a particular culture. Moreover, festivals often showcase unique customs, rituals, and art forms that distinguish one culture from another, thereby contributing to a nation's distinct identity on the global stage. Q. In what ways can the commercialization of festivals be both positive and negative? A. The commercialization of festivals is a double-edged sword. On the positive side, It can lead to increased awareness and participation, potentially revitalizing dying traditions. Commercial interest often results in better organization and infrastructure for celebrations, making them more accessible to a wider audience. However, the downside is that commercialization can dilute the authentic spirit of festivals, reducing them to mere consumer-driven events. There's a risk of losing the deeper cultural significance as the focus shifts towards profit-making rather than cultural preservation. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To boost your score, incorporate these advanced words and phrases. Cultural heritage, noun. Heritage, the legacy of physical artifacts and intangible attributes of a group or society. Example, Tet is an integral part of Vietnam's rich cultural heritage. Ancestral traditions, noun phrase, ancestral traditions, customs or beliefs passed down from previous generations. Example, many families observe ancestral traditions during Tet, such as paying respects at family altars. Festive atmosphere, noun phrase, festive atmosphere, a joyful and celebratory mood. Example, the streets are filled with a festive atmosphere during Tet celebrations. Cultural significance, noun phrase, cultural significance, the importance of something in relation to a culture or cultural identity. Example, the cultural significance of Tet extends beyond mere celebration to encompass national identity and values. To commemorate, verb, commemorate, to remember and show respect for an important event or person. Example, during Tet, people often commemorate their ancestors through various rituals. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing festivals, practice describing various aspects of festivals in detail, including their history, customs, and significance. Develop a range of advanced vocabulary related to celebrations and cultural events. Work on your ability to discuss abstract concepts related to culture and tradition. Improve your fluency by regularly talking about festivals and cultural topics. Listen to native speakers discussing festivals to pick up natural expressions and intonation patterns. Remember, the key to success is not just knowing about festivals, but being able to articulate your thoughts clearly and engagingly. Good luck with your IELTS preparation. For more tips on describing cultural events, check out our guide on how to describe a cultural tradition you enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.